from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombing in Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia. Afghan officials say at least 8 people were killed and more than 100 others were wounded in a powerful blast that struck downtown Kabul early today. No group claimed responsibility. A new Islamic State affiliate, however, claimed responsibility yesterday for killing 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the Islamic State vowed to launch more strikes. President Obama's efforts to sell the Iran nuclear deal to a skeptical Congress has been dealt a serious setback, with one of the president's top allies, Senator Chuck Schumer, coming out against the pact. Mr. Schumer is a senator from the state of New York and one of the top Jewish lawmakers in the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, one of the architects of the nuclear accord, said he was profoundly disappointed. Rejection is not a policy for the future, Mr. Kerry said at a news conference in the capital of Vietnam, where he's wrapping up a tour of Southeast Asia.
And we are deeply convinced by the intelligence community, by the Energy Department, which has responsibility for nuclear weapons, of the ability to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
Economic experts from other countries are weighing in, including war-torn Afghanistan, where Nader Nateri is the director of the Afghanistan Research and Evaluation Unit.
And if there's increased level of foreign direct investment in Iran, the spillover of that would be that Afghan migrant workers will find opportunities to work in Iran. There will be growth in the trade and commercial ties between Afghanistan and Iran.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the healing that has taken place between the U.S. and Vietnam took a while and didn't come easy for either side. In a speech today in Hanoi, marking the 20th anniversary of the normalization of diplomatic ties, he said there are still expectations.
Now, is there still room for improvement going forward? Yes, profoundly so. Yes, there is. And we will continue to urge Vietnam to reform certain laws that may have been used to arrest or convict somebody for expressing a peaceful point of view. That's something that we obviously believe should not occur. Now, with respect to the lethal weapons, the answer is yes. Any further steps obviously are tied to further progress.
Even with the strong trade relations in place, the U.S. has continued to raise concern about Vietnam's human rights record. Well, the 10 Republican U.S. presidential candidates officially launched the 2016 campaign season with their first debate in Cleveland, Ohio, last night. For more, VOA's Jim Malone.
Trump was combative. He would respond to attacks in the debate and to criticisms. So he took no quarter there. At the same time, I just happened to catch some of the voters reacting on the Fox News channel, which carried the debate afterward, and some of them weren't too happy with Mr. Trump. They thought his tone was a little mean, and also that he was evasive on some issues. And this is where we're getting into the sort of sifting of the candidates, where they're going to be asked specific questions, and how they respond will have an impact. So we had Trump, but we had 9 other people in there as well.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The Indian government's economic reform agenda has hit a roadblock as the country's opposition continues to stall the passage of legislation through Parliament. Anjana Pasricha reports.
For more than 2 weeks, Parliament has been disrupted by opposition members who want Prime Minister Narendra Modi to fire his foreign minister and 2 state leaders accused of graft. The government has refused, saying the charges are not proven. The logjam in Parliament has virtually ended the government's hopes of passing critical legislation relating to tax reform and land acquisition in the ongoing session. Chief economist at ratings agency CRISIL in Mumbai, Dharmakirti Joshi, says these 2 laws were the centerpiece of the government's promise to make India an easier place to do business.
You know, what's happening with respect to both the bills is that there is delay and dilution of content.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi is having a tough time passing laws because despite winning a spectacular victory last year, his government does not command a majority in the upper house of parliament. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.